Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Believe it or not, the 2020 Girl Scout cookie season has begun. The Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons Cookie University is all about welcoming girls into this world of entrepreneurship. And Marla Meyer is CEO of Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons, and she's joining us inside the Kirby Family Studio in downtown Sioux Falls. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
It is great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I was a Brownie. I was a Girl Scout for a while there, so we got to get that and put that out into,
into the world. We consider you always a Girl Scout then.
Perfect. So. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about Cookie University, first of all, because that it was not something that existed when I was a Girl Scout.
Yeah, well, the cookie program is in our entrepreneurship pillar, and so that is about to start in February 21st, actually. So Cookie University is a signature program that we have one of them in Sioux Falls, and then our council is across all of South Dakota and North Dakota, so we have six of them across the council. But it'll be February 8th at the University of Sioux Falls, and Cookie University is really about girls coming in. And financial literacy is a big part of the cookie program. So they go to class, which they love. They earn a financial literacy badge. They interact with the other entrepreneurs that are there. They're taught by college students on campus. And so they just think it's really cool. And then, of course, we have a rally at the end, but there's a lot of learning that happens. They try the various cookies again and just have a lot of fun with it, actually.
Yeah, and these are the things, these are the skills that they can apply to any business in the future. It just so happens that in the beginning, it's something that pretty much everybody loves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they, you know, the girls, they make all the decisions around this program. And I can speak from it as through the lens of the CEO of Dakota Horizons and as a mom to a now junior. So we started Girl Scouts the same week, actually. I became the CEO and she became a kindergarten daisy. So I get to see the programs through both lenses. But just this weekend, she was determining what her goal was, what her approach is going to be. So they're doing goal setting, a lot of decision making, business ethics, because a lot of money comes through there and there's a lot of cookies, you know, in front of them. They just learn so many things. And it's been interesting to see her grow as the program. There's progressive skills that come with it also.
Right. And it's collaborative, not competitive.
Right.
I mean, some people think of like selling the most cookies or whatever. That's really not the main focus of this. Tell us a little bit about how all these, you know, girls can kind of work together, but yet are also thinking about their own business.
Yeah. So really the great part about the cookie program is the girl sets her own goal. And so whether her goal is to sell 20 boxes or her goal is to sell 1,500 boxes, when she makes her goal, she's accomplished her goal. Now, sometimes the girls, often they collaborate in their troops to talk about what their troop goal may be, because they may be planning travel, they may be planning events, they may be planning a community project. So that's what my daughter and her troop, they're in many troops across our council. They're juniors, so they get to start on their higher awards, their bronze award, which is a community project. So they're looking at what they want to contribute to that as well.
Tell us about some of the changes about a digital cookie or an app, or there's new things that are helping move this on, that are really, you know, 21st century business skills.
Yeah, we want to move at the speed of the Girl Scouts overall, not just the cookie program, but the cookie program is a big part of that. So girls, they do booths, and so that is still a big part of what they do. If you want to find a booth, we'll be starting on February 21st, and so you can go to our website, or you can actually, there's an app you can download no matter where you're at in the country, a cookie booth locator, and you put in your zip code, you can find cookies. Girls also have their own, it's called Digital Cookie, where they build their own site, basically. So what they do is they put in, whether they have friends and family that are close by or they have them from across the country, they build their site and they market through emails. They learn that if they do their own personalized video where they talk to them about what their goals are and why, that their sales go up and more people are likely to click on that link and take a stroll through it. So, you know, they're learning about using credit cards through that and again, moving at how business has moved. There's a lot of online business. And then I will say the thing that girls still do a lot of is door-to-door. Mm-hmm. So that's still a big part of it. And safety is our big priority there. So she never does it alone. But I will say, going to people's houses and knocking on that door, and you know, when you're a daisy, figuring out that you just have to make eye contact and not be shy, and you know, as you get older, you're like, they're like, oh yeah, you're back again this year. So that's still a big part of it too.
And it really helps, because I was one of those shy Girl Scouts who really did not want to go door to door, did not want to, you know, that I had a problem making eye contact, but it felt like I was asking people for something, like asking them to do me a favor. And there's something about the fact that the brand is so strong, and that you've really established something that says everybody's face is going to light up. Not everybody. There's some crabby, you know, people who don't want anyone to come to their door. I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
But in general, it helps those people who are maybe a little more introverted overcome that when immediately, you know, you're standing there with something that is a package that's very recognizable and that everybody has a pretty good brand relationship with.
Yeah.
And it's a cookie. That makes that first experience go a lot better for some of the girls who maybe have a little bit harder time overcoming that. That's going to also help them with public speaking in the future, right?
It does. And they, you know, they learn, you know, and getting told no isn't such a bad thing either. They learn things that way. Generally, they are welcomed, or at least people want to talk to them, and it's a pretty warm greeting. But they're told no, and they learn from that sometimes as well, and learn, you know, part of it is staying on focus, because a lot of girls love people's pets. So staying focused when you're talking to people. And then, talking them through. It's really interesting what they learn as far as talking to people. At first, when they're really just starting, how much do these cost? What are the cookies? And doing that. And some people realize they're buying a lot more than a cookie, right? They're helping this girl's confidence. And then as they go through, when they get told no, they might take it a step further and say, well, if you don't want these cookies, they encourage people to support our Heroes on the Horizon program, where they can purchase cookies, but they don't have to take them, and we'll get them to our military, you know, across the council. So the sales techniques evolve as the girls evolve also.
Yeah. And the cookies change too. So you have a beautiful yellow package, and I'm such a lemon fan. So just the package makes me happy. Tell us about the new cookie.
Yeah. So we have a new cookie called Lemon Ups, and it is just a crispy lemon cookie with a lemon glaze on it. And I love the cookie. I love the taste of the cookie, and I really love the messages on the cookie. So there's messages on each cookie that really reflect the bold Girl Scouts and what they stand for. And we encourage people to find a cookie that sort of represents their personality also. So besides being delicious, it's pretty fun.
All right. How was that developed? Tell us a little bit about how that, because you were part of it.
Yeah. Well, I, besides leading our council, I, as being a part of the Girl Scout movement, I support it I'm on the National Steering Committee for the cookie program. And so we work with the two bakers on innovation and how those things come to life. And so I got to this was one of the first ones I got to help with on from where it started to where it is today. So it goes through, we have two bakers that bake Girl Scout cookies, and we work with them on what's the appropriate innovation. We look at, you know, consumer trends, everything like that, as well as what makes sense for our girls and our volunteers. And so this one just became a lot of fun with they're always a high quality cookie, but with the messaging and how girls can kind of take this and make it their own has been really fun also.
So exciting. Marla Meyer, a CEO of Girl Scouts Dakota Horizons. One more time, how people get involved with Cookie University, or talk a little bit for, you know, trying to find a troop, trying to volunteer for Girl Scouts.
So you can become a Girl Scout at any time. So gsdakotahorizons.org is our website. So go there and you can find out your program information. But you can join Girl Scouts at any time. That's the best way to go join. We will help you find a troop. And we will also help any girl that wants to be a Girl Scout. We're going to find a way for her to be a Girl Scout. Then you get to start into some of the programming. Cookie University is coming up in February, and you can go out and find that on our website too. Register for the event, and if there's something that you can't find, our member services contact information is there too, and we will get you an answer usually within a day.
And if you want to find cookies, download that app.
Download that app.
As you drive across the country, you can find the next cookie booth.
You Marla, can.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.